Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Here we go, post Finsbury Park run Saturday.
Yeah, we thought we'd go and check this. It was one of our first running commentaries who were up here talking about Finsbury
about
Park.
About the Park Run phenomena, weren't we? Yeah.
And we realised that we've never done it, so we've just, but now we have.
We've come along and done it on a Saturday morning, and I tell you what, it's taken all out of me. I'm pretty tired out.
Well, I've got to
feel pretty faint and sick.
You were very. I'm really pleased that I did a little joke on the way to the start line because we said, should we record while we run? It's like, no, I'm part of coming here is like it's one of my last sort of pace runs before New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said, okay, well, I'll just trot along at the back and you go as fast as you can. And I said, yeah, we'll do that, and then you'll come in faster. And then, sure enough, it starts on the downhill. I set off pretty quick because of the downhill, and
yeah.
then so did you. So there he went, like a kind of red flash, coming down on my right. And, you know, as usual with the park run, I kind of had the dream of catching you up.
Well, it was weird because it's a long, slow downhill to start, Finsbury Park. It was very pleasant.
It's just, and I realised, take a picture. We've just got to where we started. That's the start. This is, trouble is in photos, you can't see hills, but that's going downhill
away. Yeah, there's a kind of long, gradual
downhill. It's a really good kickoff for us.
You can really peg it down. And I thought, I realised that the best way to protect my back was a kind of low, quick scuttle. And then once you started that, you think you might as well. And then the back straight was a big win behind you, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were
so
saying
that was quite seductive.
Also, we were saying that when you start a race, I mean, I think it's generally long races, but certainly shorter races, is whatever pace you get into, it's easier to maintain.
Yes,
so starting on a hill is good because you're then you get into this kind of panic. So, well, I've started now kind of run.
Yes.
But at the start, it was really funny because we came out in clear blue skies. I mean, kind of windy, sort of, you could, very autumnal.
Yes.
But completely clear blue skies. And by the time we hit the start line,
pouring, drenched.
All that lovely parkrun stuff, they were going, come on, do it. So, this guy's done 100, this guy's done 50, this guy's come from Ireland. Yeah.
We've got someone here from Galway, round of applause. Just stop.
Start the race. It's hailing now.
The politeness of Finsbury Park started to descend into anarchy.
There was a woman next to me, and she was basically hugging her knees.
Yeah.
She was sort of crumpling down into the ground, trying not to die.
Whimpering.
Before you called off the beginning.
I think we got a glimpse of Hurricane Brian, didn't we? I think we got the tail end of it.
Robert.
Yeah.
You keep calling me Brian this morning.
I'm also continuing with my philosophy of not being particularly fit, but starting off as fast as possible and then just holding on. You don't get that tactic encouraged often enough.
It does work. It's worked for...
It does, but it leads to the last quarter of the race of utter, not that Pat Run is a race, of course, of utter desperation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're just hanging on and feeling sick, you know.
But it really plays, because it's a way of playing the stubborn card.
Yes.
So I'm not going to slow down now. Because I'd look stupid.
I'm going to gut this one out.
What do you reckon? Should we trot a little?
Yeah, let's have a little trot. I won't be able to do too much. It's like a sort of traditional warm down, isn't it?
Sun shining on the beautiful Parkland Walk.
Oh,
we actually
really
don't often do this bit of the Parkland Walk.
No, we don't, because we go the other way.
We go up to your house and then head to... Paul's house is halfway up the Parkland Walk, which runs just over to... Oh, I just trod on a stone right into it. Ah, God, that's bad. One second. Okay.
You okay?
Yowza. That is the... You remember said I hurt my foot Newcastle?
All right.
I just done myself on the same spot. Let's run as if it doesn't hurt and see what happens. Wow. Okay, so... Yeah, so Finsbury Park, it's pretty much two laps of the park, isn't it?
Well, funnily enough, I don't think it is, because that's what I thought it was, but it cuts out a bit of the park, and it's very... twisty turn at one corner, because I just phased out during the description of the course.
Yeah, so you,
because I just assumed it was two long laps, but it's not
two laps of the park, sorry, it's two laps of the course
of a route. Yes.
Yeah. So you go round, say, two thirds of the park, and then you turn left up the hill.
Yeah.
And you kind of waggle around through the interesting bits.
Which
actually.
I really like, actually. Yeah, I like that bit of course. Overall, I think I can say, Rob, that I will be returning to Finsbury Park.
Oh,
I will. I'll be coming back here.
I'm coming back here.
I really enjoyed it.
It's also, I think, about equidistant from my house and that one in Highbury.
So it's a good training.
I would say, if I was being really fussy and comparing it with South Manchester Park, which I did last week.
Aye.
And I think this is a very selfish perspective. You know, you're a cross-country or a running clubber.
Right.
I don't like laps.
Yes.
And I love the way they made it up. I was thinking that they could have, where it waggles in the middle,
yeah,
they could flick it.
Right.
So that the second time you do the two thirds of the park, you do it in the opposite direction. You know,
Good idea, just to mess it up. Yeah, yeah.
So that nothing really happens twice.
Yeah, that's what really does my head in about Highbury Fields.
Yeah, repetition.
It's the five lap nature of it.
Yeah, repetition.
It really does. I just find it quite repetitive.
Yeah, repetition.
So Finsbury Park, good. And how did you feel, Rob, as a sort of little, sort of pacey pre-New York stretch out?
As I came in, I mean, I would say I've got no idea how fast I did it, but my guess would be that I didn't do it any faster, possibly even slightly slower than after running 9 miles last week.
Yeah.
And... I'm really feeling it. I mean, so far this...
you get that, though.
My taper
you?
Is not... Is, well, I'm running the risk a little bit now because we're about 2 weeks out from New York and I'm still on the phase of earning my taper through hard running.
Right.
Yeah? So I need to wind that back now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And, I've known it. You know, we went out... This is Saturday. We went out Wednesday and... later on, we did 4 miles Wednesday lunchtime.
And then you did more.
Yeah, I went back to... I went to the gym and did 10K on a machine that night.
Every day you're doubling.
The double run is a dangerous thing, isn't it?
Well, it's unusual, but it's good, though. It makes you feel kind of serious, and you can do it.
Absolutely. I think the risk of it is that you're warmed up from the first one, and you think you're just normal because you've completely calmed down and had a meal and stuff.
Yeah.
But... you get on the machine and your body's like, oh, still running.
Yes.
And, you know, I was found... Yeah, I mean, I actually loved it when I was on the machine. Because I was doing, like... I was running at, you know, it was a 48-minute 10K, so...
Yeah.
Not slow.
No.
And not slow for a training-y run.
Yeah.
And running with a little gradient on. And just not... I knew I was going hard because I was sweating like a hog.
Yes.
But it wasn't taxing me, you know.
That's one of the actual... joyous things of running indoors on the treadmill.
Yeah.
You really sweat up a stink, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get a right sweat on.
Yeah.
And then you just disgust everyone in the lifts on the way back to the room.
So at Leisure Centre, I was on. I love that comedians, if you're on a running machine, you must be in a hotel.
Yeah.
So at Leisure Centre, I was... they've got a little outside-y bit.
Right.
I thought it'd be nice and cool if I'm out there.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I sweated out. You know, if you're 70% water, I got down to about 45% during that run.
It's weird. I've still
and
got...
when I finished, I was steaming like a just-boiled kettle.
I've still got that weird thing with my sweat, which I don't quite understand. I kind of faintly...
Tell a sweat story.
Well, no, it's just the smell of my sweat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the smell of your sweat story.
Yeah, it's more kind of...
garlicky.
Sort of alkaline metallic. It's a weird... It's hard to describe. It's like something you...
Don't describe it.
No, but it's really odd. It's really unusual. And it's changed. I don't know whether it's a kind of... old blokey thing.
I find that, yeah, if we're getting into it, I'm joking about, but I do think it's really, really tiresome and depressing, but I think it is hard not to smell when you get older.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hurting about 8 showers a day now.
I'm conscious.
I'm not.
I'm very stinky. I can smell myself half the time, just wandering around. Who's that smelly bloke? Oh, who's that smelly bloke by
Mind
the bookshelf?
Mind you, I think about happy thing. Someone that's running the Great North Run. It's like, God, I don't think this top was clean. I think I really smell a sweat. And I was really moaning about it. I hope I wasn't saying anything out loud. Yeah. I kind of ran on a bit and I realised it wasn't me, it was that bloke next to me.
Oh, that's always gracious.
That's nice. Nice thought. So, yeah, that's the one thing I would do. I mean, obviously, once these parkruns are set, I'm sure it's a big fuss to change them. And I think there's obviously a really good scene up at the Finsbury Park. I mean,
oh, it's very
I think
nice,
nearly everyone there had done it before.
Yeah.
Although I don't think this gentleman had done it before. Yeah, that's what I heard as you were coming in. Can I? I'd like to talk to you about it, but we want to hear you, so can I get quite close to you? How was it? How did you like it?
To be honest, I can't believe I've not done it before. I live just up at Parton Walk.
Yeah, same here, we do. Yeah, I do.
10-minute trot down Parton Walk to the start line.
Yeah.
Unforgivable,
I've not done it before. It's actually quite a nice course, isn't it? Because you've got your long straights. That long back straight was nice, wasn't it, with the wind behind you.
I lowered myself into the boxes of security at the start. I said, going down that hill.
Yes.
I thought, oh, this is easy. About 2 or 3 k.
Yeah.
And that second hill really hurt.
It did. It stung a little bit, didn't it? Yeah.
And what kind of pace do you get? How long?
More or less 19 on the nose.
Nice,
lovely.
Nice.
I have no idea what to aim for. I've never done a 5K race before.
Oh, really?
Like a few marathons, plenty of halves.
Right.
2 10K, but never a 5, so I didn't really know.
So what's your best time for marathon?
2:51.
Right.
Yeah, 2:51.
Right.
Excellent.
So you're a good old runner.
And now you've done it, will you go to Finsbury Park again?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing that's put me off is the 9 o'clock start.
Yeah, that's parkruns. We're always talking about this because we work Friday nights and saying for some people, they should have parkruns that are at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Now, I'm up, it's a nice day, and I feel quite good about myself.
It's brilliant. It's half nine, you've had a hard run, haven't you? It's great, yeah.
Yeah, seriously. It's just, I guess, the 9 o'clock thing's not the problem, it's just raining in Friday evening.
Yes. But again, it's a good discipline. It's actually... What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Tom. Well played, mate. Yeah.
We run on, but we're running so slow, we'll be slightly ahead of you. This is our podcast, Running Commentary.
Oh, okay.
So we run and talk about running.
Oh, lovely.
And so look us up.
Tom, be out on ACAST. Take care, mate.
I think we'll see Tom back at Finsbury Park in about 8 weeks when we can all be bothered to go there again.
We'll probably see the back of Tom. He's pretty swift, isn't he?
That's absolutely...
90 minutes. I took 90 minutes on that course. It's pretty sharpish.
Yeah, that's
right.
Because
I reckon the hills generally take about 25 seconds off your sort of average park run course.
No, that's why I clocked that. I mean, I felt that everyone running up here is coming home from the park run like us. But I clocked that guy.
You chatted to him before, did you?
No, I was just behind him bipping off the barcodes.
All right, okay.
And I think that he was like right at the very front.
Right.
Come first.
Yes.
First among equals, obviously. Yes. It's not a race.
It's funny how you find your little cluster with parkrun, isn't it? I don't know whether you
well,
when
did.
You're
it was
running.
Chafing a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood what you meant.
Just your little group of people to run with and kind of to set yourself off, you know.
I really wanted to talk to another guy. It's a tall guy in a purple top.
Yeah.
And as we came down the last kind of downhill on the second lap.
Yeah.
So still probably maybe 4 kilometres, maybe even 3.5 in. And just before the second hill, which same hill again, obviously.
Yeah.
I overtook this bloke, but it was because we were going downhill. And I knew it. I was thinking, you've got to use the hills because I slow down on the uphills. I think some people really do just run at the same speed all the time.
They do, yeah.
But as a big guy...
Yeah.
I have to
use my gravity.
Gears. You've got to use your gears.
Yeah.
So I overtook this guy, and I'm sure, you know, we're on the pavement quite near each other. I'm sure it made him sad momentarily. And I wanted to say, you'll overtake me when
don't worry
start
about
going
it.
Up the hill. But the funny thing is, one, I couldn't say it because I couldn't speak.
Too nice.
And two, of course, absolutely true. As soon as we turned left and started going up the hill, there he was.
I really do like the finish, though, to the Finsbury Park, because it's twisty, turny, and it makes the last 200 metres seem a bit shorter. There's something about that I really enjoy.
Have you got it in your back to go up to the lamppost?
Yeah.
Let's get up to the lamppost and go pop into Narnia and then head back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was thinking that it's coming off fast on Finsbury Park, because when I was doing South Manchester last week, I I was just thinking how that sort of, the setup is great, because it's got this long bit that goes through the woods, like curving around the edge of the park, like Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you get to do that again.
Yeah.
And when you do it again, it's not quite as far.
Yeah.
Which is just genius, you know, really encouraging. But you know what's really good, and I think taps into something truly beautiful about park runs and marathons and running events, is South Manchester Park Run has got bits where you see the people behind you running in the opposite direction.
Yes,
that and that's when you really do feel that you're all in it together.
Yes.
There's complete fraternity between people at all different points in the race, you know?
Yes, and also mingled with a feeling of like, I'm actually beating these people and I can't let them
catch me. You've really badly missed on this thing. You ruined it.
I like moments when you can turn a corner and just glance left to see. There's a moment there when you come to the bottom of the hill in Finsbury where you can glance
you
left
see
and see.
See how far behind you I was.
Yes. Well, yeah. No, well, not you, just everyone.
Yeah.
A quick daring watch.
There goes Brian.
Yeah.
Trying to catch up. Now, I remember the, I think, I don't know what time it was, it doesn't matter, but one time I did the Royal Park Half Marathon, and they changed the route.
Right.
And I think it was just after Berlin. It was just after Berlin. So 2 weeks afterwards, so I felt that thing of feeling very trained up and loose.
Right.
But also kind of recovering and not putting any pressure on myself, you know?
Nice feeling.
And there's a bit that they hadn't had before, where you go through Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
And you go into it and you go out of it. And then you go into it and you go out of it. And then you do it a third time. So as I went through Trafalgar Square that third time, I could see two different bodies of people just flowing through it. And I felt really hippie-ish about it. It's like, oh, here we all are.
No, that's
all different
points really
in the
nice.
Race.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that's beautiful.
It is nice. Well, it's like that. Just the start of mass marathons.
Yeah.
And then thinking that there's other mass marathons going on around the world at that time. And
yeah, yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. So they should flip it so that Finsbury Park goes back on itself.
Yeah.
And make the hill at the end shorter so you go, yay!
Or do 10 real mini loops.
Yeah.
You know, that little mini loop around the toilet in the park like that.
Just round the building.
Yeah, just round the building. Round the toilet.
Right. Just in and out of the toilet.
Yeah.
It was very funny going for a week before Finsbury Park.
Looked quite involved, that toilet.
There's only two kinds of users there this morning.
Yes.
There was the runners who
yeah.
have the upper hand of confidence and, you know,
athleticism and
shiny and clean, fit.
Yeah.
Probably not hungover. But the other group have the advantage of being in and out of Finsbury Park toilet all the time.
Yeah.
Having all their personal goods in carrier bags.
Yes.
Layers of clothes and newspaper and cardboard.
Yes.
You know, two very distinct demographics
yes.
there.
They didn't have their... They were the people who'd forgotten their barcode. Shame of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going again. Sorry it took us so long to get there.
So
thank you to Lorna for the bit at the beginning telling us how it all would work.
So I feel quite... I don't feel too bad now. I feel quite loosey-goosey.
You have to watch out how you feel tomorrow. I mean, that's going back to my double run on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just still feeling it now, really.
But you didn't sleep well either, did you?
No,
was it in the evening?
Yeah.
And it can be tricky exercising in the evening, can't it?
That's right. And I had a terrible night's sleep. Really stressy dreams. Woke up and had a really depressed day on Thursday.
Right.
And came back a bit yesterday. Oh, and then I think the other thing is I did a load of worky stuff on Monday and Tuesday. You don't realise until you change how you expect certain things from certain days and certain parts of the week.
Yes.
So if we do as much stuff on a Monday, Tuesday as we would normally do on a Friday, Saturday, it throws you right off.
Yes.
It's very confusing.
The rhythm of your week.
Yeah. The rhythm of the week is hard to take when you go to the road.
Oh,
and
the rhythm of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Because Monday for me is admin.
Yeah.
I like it. Monday for me is hungover admin.
Yeah.
Oh, you only wake up hungover and then I think...
You've said this before, but I've got to say, how much admin do you really get done?
Well, fair bits. There's normally just placating debtors, various phone calls.
Are you like Homer Simpson, just only wear a little green visor and some horn-rimmed spectacles? Pull around one of those little American counting machines.
It's a bad fiscal year. If I move this money here, then maybe they won't come around and take the car.
And also, right, it tends to be the day that...
too asthmatic to be laughing at you.
Tends to be the day that Rachel gives me some tasks as well.
Yeah.
So I'll spend at least half the day avoiding those.
Are they like concocting the kind of tasks excuses that Greg Davis gives out on his television programme?
No, they're not quite as ornate as that, but they might as well be.
Yeah.
So Mondays I'm in, and then Tuesday sort of, there might be some work there. It's sort of the slow build to the weekend then. Tuesday we normally do a podcast, don't we?
I generally...
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Meet a girl on Monday, take her a drink.
Yes.
On Tuesday. We've been making love by Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Well, you'll
and chill,
we'll chill
on Sunday.
Yeah. You've all got to chill
on Sunday night. I go and see my wife.
Yes, I hear confess to the wife about the weekend.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, yeah. You've always got to chill on Sunday after a week like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon I could turn back now. What do you think? Do you want to go right to the end or what?
Of ourselves in the sun on this bridge. I think we should be careful of your back. If you're feeling it, we should do it.
Yeah.
But it's really nice. That's the morning sun on whatever archway road we're on.
Yeah.
Is that where we are? Come, just come.
Well,
up. See your shadow in the sunshine. There we go. And selfie up. Yep. See, as I lift my arm to take this photo, I can smell the rich tang of Deering. It's a lovely big shadow on my face. Let's get rid of that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just chop back.
Yeah, nice gentle chop.
So, what was I saying about all the days of the week?
We kind of mess up the rhythm.
Yeah, and I was just so broken by yesterday, and I think I've been being a little bit, it'd be fine, it'd be good. But, you know, I just had this really clear voice in my head that said, you've done too much running and not enough sleeping.
So you need to maybe have one final run of about 10 miles.
Yes.
And then
if I was done,
and then just chill and get your rest and stretch. And
trouble is, and maybe it's not trouble, I don't know what you think of this, my schedule says...
Yeah.
I say schedule, I mean my life schedule, not my running plan.
Yeah.
My running plan would do that on Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday.
Right.
But my life says, do that, I have to do that tomorrow.
Right.
I'll try and do it later tomorrow, because it's quite early on Saturday now. I'm thinking tomorrow afternoon. I might go for a very leisurely long one.
I think that'd be okay. And there's a shout for, I don't know what you're doing next weekend.
Yeah.
There's a shout for a final park run. If you don't do too much about it and you stretch and you just give yourself a little speed run out. Do you know what I mean?
Well rested.
Because you.
I'll be up on Teesside, so I should have a look and see if there's one around there I can do.
Yeah, it could be. That could be really.
Oh, I tried my new trainers out as well.
All right.
On the running machine on Wednesday.
Report. The report back.
The jury is out.
Really?
On those trainers.
Really? Oh, okay.
I might have to. So I haven't got another gym run scheduled.
Right.
But I might do it because theoretically, for a run at them at the gym, I can still take them back to the shop. But
what's the problem?
Well, they feel great.
Yeah.
I put them on, they feel like my shoes.
Right.
They've got some serious push under the ball of your foot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel wrong. You know, it's supposed to be there. You can tell. And
yeah.
It's soft.
Right.
But it's definitely a support.
Yeah.
Coming in roughly where I trod that stone at the beginning of the run.
Right.
And after a while, it made my whole front half of my right foot ache. Not because of my injury, but just where trainers have in the past.
Right.
But I think I've had trainers that I've liked that have done that.
Okay.
I think it might be a breaking in thing.
Right.
But equally...
But it's the same make of trainers you've worn before?
Yeah, but different model. They don't
different
make
model.
The same.
Oh, right.
Don't make the model anymore. So I think I need to get back to the gym and just really see.
Right.
But, of course, if I head off around New York and my foot starts to hurt like that after 10, it just gets worse and worse.
You'll end up broken in the Bronx.
Yes, exactly. I'm Bronxing in the Bricks. Brinking in the
Bronx. Come on, Rob, come on.
What are you, some kind of
monkey? Come on. Dance.
Dance, monkey boy.
Come on.
It will be a laugh. I really feel a bit disheartened that I've missed this chunky training period and long runs, but I've just been in a bit of a state, really. It's just been very up and down. I've kind of maintained some sort of form through it, but just with my back and
it's weird, isn't it, being injured and being fit. It's, you know, you
well, I've always I've just got that sort of mental physical thing to stick a few fast kilometres together.
Yeah,
but you know, if that had been 10k this morning, I wouldn't have been any use to anyone.
Yeah, but I think you're getting better. I mean, I don't know.
I'm getting a bit better, of course.
You're going in the right direction. That's the important thing. And you ran a great park run. You were fit enough to.
Oh, no, sorry. Look, I'm disorientated. I thought that was us.
You forgot
I'm
where
losing
your house
it. I'm just
was
losing it
for a second there. Oh, there's a cyclist coming up the old railway. Should go on the platform. On the platform, let the cyclist
go. I'll run straight. I'm going runners right of way,
straight at him.
Yeah,
pedestrian access.
Yeah,
here it goes. The train coming past.
Yeah.
Hey, his bike really did make us. So, were you working last night?
I did a really nice gig actually. It was in Portsmouth Theatre Royal.
Oh, nice.
Zoe Lyon on first, Dane Baptiste on second. Paul Tonkinson on third.
Nice.
And it was just one of those gigs that I'd had a fantastic gig on Thursday in an amazing room,
yeah,
which you have to do, and if
what's
anyone's in
one?
The area has to go to, it's Always Be Closing in Kennington.
Ah.
Really small room. Ridiculously appreciative crowd.
Yeah.
The kind of crowd where you do a joke, it gets a big laugh, you think, oh, that's nice. And then it gets a secondary rolling big laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And this
They're
is
just enjoying that you told it.
Yeah, and this is for like 80 people, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And just an incredibly life-affirming experience for everyone involved.
Great.
I got there and Jack D was doing some new material, which is a pleasure to see him up close. He's a master comic.
He's
great. A master technician.
He could have got...
he's a brilliant comedian.
He could take it easier if he wanted to, with the status he's got.
Yeah,
as a comedian, he's just always machine-tooled, isn't he?
He's brilliant. He's a brilliant comic.
Yeah.
So I was feeling good from that. And then yesterday, theatre, maybe about 350 people in it. It was just one of those gigs that you get every now and again where you feel super loosey-goosey.
Yeah, yeah. Warmed
and
up.
Everything you touch is funny.
Yeah.
I just felt funny everywhere. So those moments are to be, as opposed to the normal slog. do you know
exactly.
What I mean? It's such a joy to enjoy those, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then tonight, I find my gig's cancelled. I got a night off.
Hey!
Ups and downs.
Where
show business like no business.
Where are you?
I know.
Where are you on?
Well, I was going to be on in some gig in Solihull, but something's happened to it. And so now I'm just... gigless.
Which
is actually quite nice. I haven't had a Saturday night off for a long, long time.
Right.
So chilling with a wife.
Are you illing and a chilling?
I'll be illing and a chilling. And I'm closing in on my getting this book package off together, which I'll hopefully send that off in the next few days.
Been busy. People are very much, not very much, it's only early days, but it's just a little whiff of
Christmas.
The London Marathon on the horizon. Even though it's really far away. People, you know, they started sort of tweeting.
Yes.
You know, people are thinking about their pre-training training.
No, they are, yeah. It's that thing of, if I can get really fit before Christmas is coming, then I can really crack on in the new year for it.
Yeah. Excuse you. Oh, look at London. That won't come out. Central London looks like Blade Runner in the misty morn. Oh, and there he goes. I hope he's not undoing that one, because that could work badly. Quite a Buster Keaton scenario.
He's actually just sowing the seeds for his own destruction. Just about to collapse on the road.
You've seen that one where Buster Keaton is sitting on a bit of wood and sawing it off, and he's on the wrong end of it. Falls off the roof. That's a great film. Woof.
So all in all, Finsbury Park run, yes. Nice run. We will do that again.
Yeah, we'll be back again, and we'll look out for Speedy Tom. I hope you could hear him.
Yes, he was fast, wasn't he? So he's got a 2:51 marathon and a 19 bang on 5K. He can get a lot faster at 5K.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, he hasn't been before. So.
No, it's his first 5K, and he did 90 minutes on quite a hilly course.
Yeah.
He's packing. He's packing heat, that kid.
Well, he wasn't carrying a gun.
Was he not?
No.
That's why I was getting all those funny looks at the start.
All right, we done running?
I assume you tooled up. That was lovely. Thank you for joining us. Get in touch, RunComPod. Get in touch on Facebook. Always chat.
We're going to be going out, hopefully, next... Oh, I'm going to say this now and something will go wrong, but we're looking to go out for a run with the Great British Bake Off's Francis Quinn.
Really?
Who just did a really impressive first marathon, but we won't tell you any more about it. I'll tell you all about it when we talk to you next. Enjoy the autumn and go to Parkrun.
Godspeed.
And go home and go back to bed.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.